What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Oh, hi, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, September 9th, 2016. End of the week. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about here today. And unfortunately, the toll-free number is still not working. And so once again, if you want to call into the show, the numbers are 512-716-1603. 512-716-1883 or 512-716-1897. And if you get a recording, it means the line is occupied. You can try a different number or you can wait and call in a few minutes later on the same number. A reminder that the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three, so you'll have two of us with terrible head colds wheezing and sneezing at you just sounding horrible, but we're going to do our best and get through the show here, and then we're going to have a nice, relaxing weekend where we can heal. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone calls here. Let's get right on into it. The political circus is well and truly underway. NBC News executives on Twitter have declared that Commander-in-Chief forum they had to have been an unmitigated disaster. Because their own online poll following this thing showed Donald Trump overwhelmingly winning, and that wasn't the way it was supposed to be. I mean, they had to call it a forum because it was never going to be a debate. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton did not ever once debate each other. They just stood there and answered questions, and Hillary did not come off looking very good. Donald Trump won NBC's poll, and they're all moaning and groaning here. Now, Hillary supporters are claiming that the fault lies with Matt Lauer because he was treating Hillary harshly because she's a woman, and by golly, that can't be allowed to happen. But if you actually take up the count about what was going on, Matt Lauer only interrupted Hillary seven times during the forum, and he did it very gently and softly. He interrupted Trump 13 times, almost twice as many. So, no, Matt Lauer was not treating Hillary unfairly. It was obvious he was biased in her favor, and that's certainly consistent with what we know about his politics. Now, Donald Trump is out there correcting Hillary, saying, no, it wasn't Matt Lauer. It was Hillary's answers. And even though this was all scripted ahead of time and she knew what to expect, she still didn't come off sounding very good. Now, apparently, Hillary had another one of her rallies up at the National Baptist Convention. They set up chairs for 5,000 people. Only 1,000 showed up. And even with all the push polling and the targeting of who they're talking to, the corporate media polls are starting to swing back to Donald Trump, especially in those swing state polls. Clinton's lead is shrinking rapidly, leading people to ask, is the tide going out on Hillary? Because when you come right down to it, the only thing Hillary has really been able to campaign on is that she's a woman, and it's time for a woman to be president of the United States of America, and everybody opposed to Hillary is obviously a woman-hating misogynist, blah, 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 blah. Hillary doesn't have anything else. And people are remembering that the very same people who told us we should elect Barack Obama because he was going to be America's first black president are the ones telling us to elect Hillary because she'll be America's first woman president. And look at what we got under Obama. Obamacare, NSA spying, wars, bad economy. I think it's time for the voters to raise their standards a little bit and stop picking the president based on a quota system and instead focus on merit. Who really has the smarts and the talent to do the job? Okay, we're going to go ahead and grab a couple of phone calls. Jeff in Toronto, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thank you very much for taking my call. How are you doing?
Doing all right.
Mike, I have an announcement to make. Basically, like, I know that Donald Trump is going to win the election, and I have an announcement to make to all these celebrities who think they're going to move to Toronto or anywhere else in my country and get away with it. I got some names here. Lena Dunham, Miley Cyrus, George Lopez, John Stewart, Raven Simone, Whoopi Goldberg, Rosie O'Donnell, Eddie Griffin, Barbara Streisand, you can't just assume, okay, that you can come to my country just because you're pissed off in an election. You have to go somewhere else, okay? You just can't come to Canada to be pissed off, okay? We reject you.
Yeah, Canada actually has an immigration system, unlike the United States of America.
Yeah, it's not a state. I just want to move to Canada. You can't do that. I've already sent a very strong email to the Canadian Border Guards with Rosie O'Donnell's number one in my book about not coming here. Go somewhere else. I reject you, Rosie.
Well, have you noticed that none of these people are talking about going down to Mexico or Guatemala or all these other places where these refugees that they're hugging and hugging metaphorically are coming from? And by the way, I think Barbara Streisand said she was actually going to go to Spain, so you're safe on that one.
If she wants to come to Toronto, no. So, I just want to reject these celebrities from California who think they can just get dumped on. We got a nice thing going here in Canada. We don't need to be inflicted with these celebrities from California, okay?
No, I'm absolutely in agreement with you. I mean, I wouldn't let Barbara Streisand live in my house, and I've worked with her once before, and she was a nice person, but when she comes on out very obviously supporting Hillary Clinton and Hillary's agenda, you have to draw the line somewhere. I need to take a second here to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining our network. We're talking, as usual, for the top of the show about politics. And we have a caller on the line from Canada saying that all these celebrities who are threatening to move to Canada if Donald Trump wins, they're not just going to be allowed to go across the border. Canada actually has immigration laws, unlike the United States of America. And if these celebrities just show up in Canada without permission, they could go to jail.
No, they can't come in the first place. You go away. You go away. Just go somewhere else. Get a map and pick another country. You can't come here.
Like I said, let's ship them all off to Guatemala. They seem to think the refugees
wherever,
are such wonderful people.
Toronto. Not Canada, no.
Parachute them into Guatemala.
Wherever, but if I see Rosie O'Donnell in Toronto, I'm going to get very, very upset. Very upset.
Well, you've got a beautiful city up there, and I can understand your concern there. Toronto's a very, very lovely place. I've been there a couple of times.
Thank you, Michael, for taking my
with
call.
With permission. All right, Jeff, we're going to let you go here and switch to Mateus in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, and I'm getting a chuckle out of how opposed your last caller is. I would just recommend to take that energy and focus it on the 25,000 Syrian refugees that are camped out at our military bases here. Plus, I think there's hordes more coming because I heard an interview of the person who has the authority to let these people in, and he was saying that after the election, then they're going to change their policy to allow a lot more, plus not just families, but just a bunch of military-aged men more. So that's the real problem.
Yeah, I imagine it would be. And it is alarming how many of these people who are coming into the United States or Europe or Canada are single men of military age. It's almost like they're trying to sneak an army of invasion in without us noticing. And unfortunately, we are noticing. We're going to let you go here. We got a lot of calls, and I got a lot of stuff to cover here. And let's go to Andrew in New York. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
So was what I see. You saw in the presidential forum that Donald Trump is looking to create a friendship with Vladimir Putin.
Yes.
And he's being demonized by the corporate media and Hillary Clinton. I think yesterday, you know who Larry King is, right?
Yes, I know who Larry King is.
Yes, supposedly he has a show on RT, and he went out in that show and he was saying, there's no proof that Russia's trying to hack the elections. And you should have seen how the corporate media reacted. They were saying that, how dare he would go, in RT, which is, partly financed by the Kremlin, and how dare he would see Russia's not hacking the election. He was saying,
they're trying to attack the messenger. I'm surprised they didn't bring up his old arrest warrant, for fraud. But the reality is there is no proof that Russia was behind any of the hacks or leaks. It's just the talking point to demonize Russia and, potentially worst case, if Donald Trump wins in a landslide, they'll just invalidate the election and say, we know this was all Russia's doing, so we're going to have election two. It's just like they're trying to get rid of the Brexit vote in Britain and have another one so they can try harder to steal it.
Yeah. It's impossible for Russia to impact the U.S. elections. It's only the government could do that.
Well, the government and the owners of those election machines. And you'd be amazed how many members of Congress, long-term members of Congress, have financial investments in these companies that do these election machines and handle the election processing. It's a very incestuous relationship, to put it mildly. All right, Andrew, we're going to let you go here. I got a bunch of stories to get into before we get to hour three and the Lady Claire. Now, the Washington Post is out there sort of tacitly admitting that they've lost control over the Hillary Clinton email story. And more Americans are realizing Hillary should be headed for the big house instead of the White House. So the editorial board of Jeff Bezos' blog penned a column attacking the media for its out-of-control coverage of Hillary Clinton's, quote, minor email scandal, end quote. And according to Bezos bloggers, the media should stop talking about the email scandal entirely. There's more important issues out there, like China's aggression in the South China Sea and Russia's aggression in Ukraine and inadequate military spending here at home. And they justify this by saying, after all, Hillary admitted it was a mistake. That should be the end of it all. No, if you run a red light and you kill somebody on that crosswalk, and you can say, I made a mistake, you don't get off the hook, you go to jail. Now, getting on back to the email scandal, it is not minor, it is major, and it may conceal something even more gargantuan behind that. We're going to get to that in just a minute. Hillary Clinton and her aides, during their FBI interviews, told the FBI 327 times they don't remember whatever it was they were being asked about. Apparently, poor memory is a requirement to work for Hillary Clinton's State Department. I don't remember, I don't remember, I don't remember. Hillary said she didn't remember being briefed on the proper handling of classified documents. Hillary Clinton was absolutely sure the FBI had said that she was 100% honest, which is not what they said here. Trump has been trying to make a point about how some of Hillary Clinton's emails may have led to the execution of this Iranian scientist who came to the U.S. He claimed he was kidnapped. Then he decided he was going to go back home. And they talked about it in these State Department emails. And as soon as this guy gets home, they grab him and they execute him as a traitor and a spy. That's more than minor, Washington Post. Now, apparently during this whole FBI investigation, we all know about Brian Pagliano, the guy who set up and managed Clinton's email server while it was still in her home. Then it was turned over to a private company, was granted immunity for his interview and still took the Fifth Amendment on most of the questions. Apparently, there was another technician, Paul Combetta, who was granted immunity. Now, he works for Platte River Networks, which was the company Clinton hired to manage the email system after it was no longer in her home. Combetta was the guy who supposedly used BleachBit to delete Hillary's emails after they had received a subpoena with a court order to preserve all records. That's a very serious case. And more people are starting to realize the FBI knows that Hillary has committed high crimes. They know she's guilty, and she was let off by political pressure from above. And who's higher than the director of the FBI and the attorney general? It's kind of a very small list. Actually, it's just one. And that's called obstruction of justice, and that is impeachable. So I mentioned before something gargantuan behind the email scandal. And looking at the Washington Post, look how hard they're trying to make this all go away. Now, if you've been following propaganda for a long time, you know about the idea of a limited hangout. And this is where a government or a politician will admit to some minor crime, and everybody makes a fury over that in order to conceal the greater crime behind it. Very good example, of course, would be Kenneth Starr when he came on in and took over the Whitewater investigation. And we know what was really going on there involved government-sanctioned drug running and gun running to Nicaragua. And Kenneth Starr's job was to distract America. So they did a limited hangout of Bill Clinton had an affair with his intern, Monica Lewinsky, and there was a stained blue dress. And, oh, my goodness, everybody's going to look at that. That's a limited hangout. Well, we're seeing one again now, talking about the emails, were they classified or not? And behind that is a big question that I am certainly going to go on asking. And that is, based on the 1996 Chinagate scandal, it is legitimate to ask if Hillary Clinton, in her greed and ambition, was selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests using her private email server with weaker security than Ashley Madison to deliver the product and her so-called charitable foundation to collect and launder the payments. It's a perfect spy setup. Hillary doesn't have to personally steal the files the way Jonathan Pollard did. She doesn't have to go on out and put chalk marks on mailboxes the way Aldrich Ames did. She doesn't have to bag up documents and tape them underneath a bridge the way Robert Hansen did. It's an automated system for selling secrets and getting paid through the Clinton Foundation. And it's a legitimate question. And from the absolute deathly silence from both government and the corporate media on this, I can't be the only person asking this question. And that may be the gargantuan dark secret behind the email server. And that's why the Washington Post is out there saying, you should stop talking about this immediately. Because the scandal of a serving Secretary of State betraying her country right from inside the State Department and a federal government that let her get away with it is a scandal that could bring the entire government crashing down. Now, over at WorldNet Daily, they have another article talking about yet another one of these emails that have come on out, which has now been tracked. This was a classified document, clearly marked classified. Hillary Clinton forwarded it to a personal, non-secure email address to her aide, Huma Abedin, who had an account on the ClintonEmail.com server. Abedin then forwarded the message to another of her own personal, non-secure accounts at Yahoo.com. And this email was from Sidney Blumenthal, who was not officially supposed to be part of the State Department, and talking about what a disaster it would be if Germans and Russians cut their own separate deals on energy and national security without going through the United States. And once again, there's an indication that the goal of all of these wars and everything is U.S. hegemonic domination of the global economy. You can't make deals between yourselves. You have to go through us. You can't trade your currencies with each other. You have to go through the dollar. Now, Julian Assange has announced that there could be, that there's going to be another document dump next week. And it could number as many as 100,000 pages of Clinton documents. It's going to be a lot of people reading these things late into the night looking for the dirt we all know is going to be there. We're also seeing a story, this is coming out of PatriotRising.com, indications are that there is a major faction fight within the FBI because the investigators who did the interviews, they're all convinced Hillary is guilty. And they are very angry that orders came down from on high to just let this thing go. And it was political, obviously. And they're very, very angry. And we may see some of them start to leak material out. Because they don't like being made to look bad by James Comey. And James Comey has pretty much destroyed whatever credibility the FBI may have had. So let's talk about the corporate media. There's an article over at RIMF.com, Huffington Post coverage of Donald Trump, and basically pointing it out. Huffington Post is not even trying to conceal the fact that they are pro-Hillary and anti-Donald Trump, and their articles, the way they talk about him, absolutely points that out, where they're denouncing Donald Trump for his lies about the Iraq War, and we know they are not lies. They're just out there trying to force this criminal into the White House over the objection of the American people. All right, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You, your husband. husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, we're kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Hillary Clinton is out there. Apparently, her support in Israel is softening. So she's out there playing to Israel and saying Donald Trump will betray them and I will always love Israel. And came on out there trying to basically support the Iran deal, saying that Iran was just weeks from having a nuclear weapon, but the nuclear deal put the lid on. And she's out there playing to Israel's cultural and national paranoia with that. But there never was any proof that Iran was building a bomb at all. The only proof, and I use that word loosely, was what was called the laptop of death. This was a laptop computer that was released to the world by MEK. They claimed it had been stolen from an Iranian nuclear scientist, and it was filled with all these files of design blueprints for nuclear weapons and calculations and graphs and charts. But when the material was made public, real engineers who work on real weapon systems looked at it and said it was all a fake. The plans didn't make any sense. The equations were wrong. The graphs were wrong. It looked like people had just gone out on the net and found anything that looked like it was suitable for nuclear weapons, and they put it all together into this laptop. And that is the only evidence that has ever been offered that Iran was building a nuclear bomb, and the plans were a hoax. It was a fraud. The plans would never have resulted in a working weapon. It was just a big joke. All right, let's grab a phone call. Roseanne in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Hope you get you and Claire feel better. My question to you is, do you have any idea where Hillary's BFF, Sidney Blumenthal, was getting his information? Because rumor has it, it was pretty fresh as well as classified.
Well, the story that I'm getting is, and this is separate from the question of Hillary herself running a spy operation out of the State Department to sell secrets, but apparently she had Sidney Blumenthal running a parallel intelligence operation. Apparently she didn't trust what CIA and was giving her, and so she had this parallel operation using this network to get information. Or maybe she was hoping to get information from Sidney Blumenthal that would allow her to ignore what CIA was telling her about what people were really doing in order to, you know, perpetuate the war agenda. Remember that whole yellow cake nonsense when Bush was trying to get the war with Iraq going? And they had these documents, which ultimately turned out to be forgeries, saying that Iraq was buying huge amounts of yellowcake uranium from Niger. And since Iraq's nuclear power station had been destroyed by Israel years before, the only reason that Iraq would be buying yellowcake is they're working on a nuclear bomb. And it was a ridiculous story because Iraq has lots of uranium ore in their own territory. They don't need to buy it from outside. And the documents were released as a fraud. And this all led to that whole Valerie Plame situation.
Wow.
Where Valerie Plame...
What a tangled web.
Yeah, well, it is. It is a very tangled web here. And it's driving the spider crazy here. Valerie Plame's husband was a former ambassador. I'm blanking on the name right now because of the Benadryl. And he went on out and he said, this is all a hoax, but that's not what George Bush wanted to hear. So they basically smeared Valerie Plame and in the process inadvertently outed her as a CIA asset and blew the cover off the organization she was working for, Brewster Jennings and Associates,
yep,
which was a CIA operation. And what they were really doing was tracking third world trafficking of nuclear weapons. And so they not only destroyed her career in order to protect this story about yellowcake uranium, they actually took away the CIA's best resource for finding out who really did have nuclear weapons in the world. It was very, very
short-sighted. They really know how to shoot themselves in the foot, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. They habitually do not think beyond the immediate idea, and they don't look at the long-term consequences.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for so much information. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for the phone call.
Okay,
we are seeing more videos coming on out and more articles from doctors who are looking at what Hillary has been displaying as symptoms in videos, the eyeglasses and all the rest of it. And they're not ruling out the possibility that she did suffer brain damage from the concussion, that there are other problems. But a lot of doctors are saying she is showing the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. Okay, we got to take another break here. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And a couple of stories before we go back to the phones here. There has been a survey of 250 physicians, and it was an informal survey by the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. 71% said that concerns about Hillary Clinton's health are serious and need to be explored, that she may, in fact, be medically disqualified from holding the presidency. Now, Sarah Silverman, who's a comedian and not a doctor, has the opposing view, saying that only blank, blank question Hillary Clinton's health. Sarah Silverman, who does not have a medical degree, is just convinced Hillary Clinton is perfectly healthy, and anybody who even brings this up is just being a blank, 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 blank. She's blank as healthy as blank. Methinks the lady doth protest too much. All right, let's take a phone call. Laura in Kansas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi, Michael. I was going to point out one thing. I kept looking at that video where she spits into her glass, and I know people keep saying that those are cough drops or whatever, but if you really watch the video, there's really nothing in her mouth until she coughs. That's actually phlegm. If you really look at that video and look at it again, phlegm will look like a glob in the glass. It doesn't look pretty, as if it is what I think it is.
My problem with that is phlegm is very close in density to water, so it would just sort of hang there. These objects just go from the top of the glass down to the bottom and then appear to disappear. I think it's a refractive effect, and it's an illusion that there was something in the far background of that color, and the water just happened to refract. I'll go back and take a look at the video, but at this point, I don't think there's anything really there.
Because I watched, I know Alex Jones had it on his, and I rewatched it, and you could see it come out of her mouth. And it first she coughs, and it looks like she brings something up, and then she spits it in the glass, because obviously I guess she didn't want anybody to see she was going to spit into a cloth, or maybe she didn't have something there. But also I wanted I don't know, I feel like we've all gone into the Twilight Zone. I mean, we're all sitting here, and we're all saying that the Emperor has no clothes. And yet it seems like, we're in a Twilight Zone. I mean, we have Comey basically saying there was no intent, yet she's destroying stuff with a hammer or having her people destroying things with a hammer. You have, the computer being wiped out. Then add on to insult to injury, you have Dell Computer, which just got rid of 300 U.S. workers and is bringing in 3,000 U.S. workers. It's bringing in 5,000 foreign workers, is applying for visas for them. Mm-hmm. It seems like from every direction and the atmosphere, just from 2 or 3 months ago, even at where I work or people that I talk to on the street, has changed to a point of just, there being, basically anything can spark an explosion at this point, where people are actually talking almost militant of just fed up. And it's like, I don't understand what it is that they think that they're going to get. Like, are we that stupid that we're going to believe what's coming out of her mouth? And yet we're watching our jobs being taken away, our lives, it getting harder and harder to even make ends meet. I don't understand what they think they're going to get out of all this.
Well, from the point of view of the government propagandists, I mean, they're basically trapped by all the lies they've had to carry and maintain from previous administrations. And what they're betting on, at this point, I don't think they think they're convincing anybody. They're literally betting that the American people are not ready to rise up and give them the boot. And again, that is something that I would really like to avoid, if at all possible. But on the other hand, if the American people stop listening to the government, stop obeying instructions, stop filling out the paperwork, stop paying the bills, stop sending their kids off to the war, the government is going to collapse the way the former Soviet Union did. As far as I'm concerned, the stage has already been set for the eventual collapse of Washington, D.C., and there's nothing they can do to reverse it. The damage is already done. They've lost the trust and faith of the American people, and they're not going to get it back anytime soon, if ever.
Right. I don't understand, honestly, what's with the American people, because if it was up to, if we were in France, they'd do we would be all up in arms. We'd do a national strike one day, obviously not the hospital workers or anybody where their profession, somebody would die if they don't show up for work. But everybody else, just one day of protest against the corruption in the government would really make them stand up, sit up and listen and say, wow, these people are really angry. Maybe we ought to cut this out. Why can't the American public come together and do that? I just don't understand what becomes just a bunch of wusses. Nobody protests any of this. The FBI?
Well, now, hang on a second. There are a lot of protests. The corporate media is simply not going to cover them at all. I mean, remember when things got going at the Bundy Ranch, the media tried to ignore it for a while, then because the independent media was covering it, they had to cover it. Same thing with the Dakota Pipeline. when that first started up, the corporate media was ignoring that story, but it became a major story here on the independent media. Now they're having to cover it to be seen to be covering it. In other words, right now the independent media is driving the corporate media, and so they've lost the initiative, which means ultimately they're going to lose the war. I think the reason we're not seeing the American people organize on a national level just yet is the. It's partly this attack on our identity as being Americans, and that attack on our sense of self and who we are, and that may be one of the effects we're seeing from it. I haven't looked into it too much because, I don't want to see a bloody revolution in the streets of America. I think this revolution cannot be won with guns, because if there's one thing we know the U.S. government is really good at, it's killing people. And but this revolution is being fought and is being won with information and keyboards. And just the way the Samizdat brought down the Soviet Union, I think the internet and the independent media here are going to bring down the corruption of Washington, D.C. And we'll have a tough time while we organize a new nation and pull it together. But and on the far end, we're going to be a lot better. The way the Russian republics, life in the Russian republics is a lot better than it was under the Soviets.
Oh, I agree with you in that, Michael. I don't want to see a bloody revolution, and that's why I'm suggesting that there, you know, if there was a day of protest, a nationwide day of protest against, you know, our government's corruption or their, you know, taking profits, taking money from the corporations, if the people would do that, we would avoid a bloody revolution, because then the government would, you know, say, wait a minute, these people aren't pushovers, they're not sheeple anymore, they're not going to go along with the program. If we were to boycott, you know, and not spend any money for a day, say, you know what, we're not going to spend money for a day until you, if you don't listen to us, we're going to make it 2 days. We won't spend any money on whatever it is.
Well, it certainly worked for Gandhi in India. And what we need to do is find a figurehead that all America is going to be listening to. But unfortunately, when you become a figurehead, you also become a target. And so it's a very, very dangerous thing. That's what Martin Luther was. He had that gift that he could talk to people and they would listen to him, and that's why he was a threat to the status quo. Laura, going to let you go. Got a lot to talk about. Got another phone call I need to get to. We're going to switch to Nathan in California. Aloha, Nathan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi, Mike. Big fan of your show.
Thank you.
Wanted to throw something past you, maybe to Rivero's Rangers, a special call. About a year ago, I found out that there was a show on History Channel where it was a history's business show that used to air between 1999 to 2008, where Larry Silverstein appeared in a 2003-2004 episode that has recently been scrubbed. And that in that episode in particular, Larry Silverstein said that he used the term controlled demolition to bring down Building 7.
Well, the exact phrase that he used is, we decided to pull it, and it's kind of a gray area what he meant by it. Demolition experts say, yeah, that's the slang that they use. When they're going to bring a building down, they're going to pull it. Because in the early days of building demolition, before precision explosive demolition came down, there were only two ways to take a building down. Either knock it down with a big wrecking ball, or literally put cables on the bottom load-bearing members and pull them out to bring the thing crashing down. So that's where the origin of that term came from. But at this point, we know those three buildings were brought down with the assistance of demolition charges. We have the photographic evidence. We have all these scientists, these architects and engineers. We have that new report out from the European Physics Society. It's very obvious what happened. Building 7 makes it obvious. It is so obvious that Building 7 wasn't even mentioned in the official 911 report because they couldn't explain how it came down, and certainly couldn't explain how BBC, CNN, and Fox News all reported the building had collapsed more than half an hour before it actually did.
And this particular video I'm talking about is not the PBS Frontline the decision was made to pull in. Then we sat and we watched the building collapse. It's actually a different quote entirely.
What did he say? What word for word?
He particularly said, actually, Tony Zambodi recalled the episode, and another gentleman who called on your show recalls the episode. It was a History's Business show. He particularly said, when the host asked him what happened to 7, he specifically said, we brought it down by controlled demolition for safety reasons. And this was a 2003, late 2003 to early 2004 episode. I've contacted the History Channel, A&E Networks. They actually sent one of the directors, producers of the show, sent a letter, a lawyer letter, saying to cease and desist, asking about the episode.
Yeah.
They've scrubbed it. I think this episode would be fantastic to find. Unfortunately, it wasn't a very popular show, History's Business.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody out there maybe was a fan of the show, watched it between Sunday mornings between 8 a.m. to 8:30, might possibly have a VHS recording of it.
That would certainly be nice, because the obvious next question is, knowing how long it takes to rig a building for a controlled demolition, and knowing how quickly Building 7 came down after the attacks, there's obviously a problem with that, and I can understand why they would want that video to disappear. Well, if anybody has a copy of the video, send it on in. Nathan, thank you for the information here, and I certainly did not see the video. And until I do, obviously I'm going to withhold comment on that. So thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. Getting on back to the news here. Now, Facebook co-founder Dustin Moskovitz came out recently with a comment that rich people shouldn't try and use their money to influence elections. Then he turns around and gives $20 million to Hillary's campaign. So say one thing and do another. Now, Hillary Clinton has a new ad out called Sacrifice. I've seen it on the TV here. And it's not a very good ad. It's up on YouTube. It's already had 156,000 views. It's got 2,000 likes and 12,000 not likes, and yet YouTube is saying this is a trending video. So they're still out there trying to bias everything in Hillary's favor. And here's a really, really bizarre story. I mean, especially coming out of the party that cheated the Democratic primaries and just changed the rules on the fly. Democrats in the state of Minnesota have filed a lawsuit direct to the state Supreme Court to get Donald Trump's name and Pence's name removed from the ballot. And their entire justification is that at the state GOP convention, delegates at large and from the congressional districts nominated 10 presidential electors, but failed to nominate 10 alternate electors, and instead simply declared them after the fact. And on the basis of this small technicality, they're demanding that Donald Trump and Mike Pence's name be removed from the ballot entirely. So there's only going to be one person there to vote for, which would be Hillary Clinton. Or you can write me in, you know. But this is desperation on the cusp of madness. It is a blatant display of hypocrisy and double standards to be trying to sue to get a nominee off the ballot on the basis of a procedural decision made by the state GOP convention. I mean, there were no laws broken, is the reality here. And what the Democrats don't seem to realize is that when they resort to stunts like this, when they engage in lawfare to get their way, it sends a clear message to the public that the Democrats know they cannot win a fair and honest election. So the skullduggery is proceeding apace. This is the crookedest election in U.S. history. And we still don't know how it's going to turn on out. Now, let me see here. Let's get that going. Let's turn over here to the war zones. Okay, apparently Iranian fighters have arrived at Aleppo City, and the options for the U.S.-backed terrorists are they're running out of options. At this point, we're not even really sure whose side some of these people are on. The so-called Free Syria Army is now battling against ISIS. and have retaken Kunra, Mirza, and Tel Ali from ISIS. So that's a very, very tense situation over there. All right. Remember when you were told that Saddam had nuclear weapons? And back before the U.S. claimed that they were in Syria to fight ISIS and Al-Qaeda, they were trying to say Bashar al-Assad was using sarin gas on his own people. Ooh, the evil, evil person. Well, now that this whole dodge about we're really in Syria to fight ISIS and Al-Qaeda is falling apart, and the U.S. is on the verge of being kicked out completely, they're once again back to Assad is using gas on his own people. And it's, first of all, it's hypocritical when you realize what happened at Waco, Texas, where the U.S. government gassed a church full of women and children to death with a poison gas that's actually illegal to use on enemy troops in time of war. But the real issue here is that, once again, it appears to be another lie. More when we come back from these commercials.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Spirit will never die.
not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, back on August 30th, the United Nations released a summary of a report they have prepared on the use of chemical weapons around the world, and immediately the United States, France, and Great Britain rushed to the media to declare that this UN report proves that Bashar al-Assad is gassing his own people, without explaining to anybody why he would do that. I mean, the last time they did this with the sarin, it was Assad supporters, the Alawites, who were the victims. And they were gassed with sarin virtually in front of the UN chemical weapons inspectors on the very day they arrived in Syria. And the U.S. said, see, Assad is doing it, Assad is doing it. And that UN investigation came on out and said, no, it was the U.S.-backed rebels who had done it. And so the voices of caution are out there saying that the summary really doesn't say much of anything definitive one way or the other, and need to look at the whole report. And there may be questions about how the report was put together, because we know the United Nations is politicized, and the United States wields a great deal of influence over the UN, both by virtue of the money they pay into it and the fact that it's located on U.S. soil. And I think when we talk about the blueprint for the new America, I think if there is any kind of an international organization where nations can resolve disputes peacefully, it ought to be on its own land. It's just like Washington, D.C. is not part of any state. It's its own little entity. I think the United Nations ought to have just a chunk of land that represents a little microscopic nation to itself, just like the Vatican, in order to limit the ability of a host nation to tinker with what's going on in there. Now, the U.S. is admitting that a mission that was launched to save two hostages in Afghanistan has now failed. And the victims are two professors at the American University. One is an American, one's in Australia. And they were kidnapped in Kabul last month. And the U.S. went in to try and rescue them, and they failed. Shades of Jimmy Carter. Although that rescue effort to free the Iranian hostages may have been sabotaged in order to end Carter's presidency and make way for Ronald Reagan. Meanwhile, over in Iraq, 446 more U.S. troops have arrived, boots on the ground in Iraq. Remember that picture of George W. Bush on the aircraft carrier and the big banner on the up there on the flag bridge saying, mission accomplished? Apparently not. Now, up in Ukraine, the U.S. has appointed an Iraq War general and an ex chief of CENTCOM as Ukraine's senior defense advisor. More about this when we come back from station identification.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.